tummy hurting.
The tiny 2-month-old baby in Carla Saunders' arms is tense, rigid, miserable. Her skin is flushed fiery red, and she's wearing mittens so she doesn't claw her own face.
Okay, okay, come here.
We're calling this baby Haley to protect her identity and that of her mother. That's because Haley's mother is physically dependent on painkillers. And so is Haley.
This is stomach cramping that she's having right now. They'll be in the middle of a deep sleep, and they will just get that look on their face and scream out, "Honey, it's okay. It's okay."
That desperate look in Haley's eyes is a persistent presence in Carla's life these days. Carla is a nurse practitioner involved in a special program at East Tennessee Children's Hospital. The babies in this program are being treated for what's known as neonatal abstinence syndrome, or NAS. To break the dependence they inherited from their mothers, they have to go through an agonizing process of withdrawal.
In adults, they report this skin-crawling feeling, this just very hypersensitive feeling to their skin, and we see this in the babies. The very act of trying to soothe them and calm them can make them even crazier.
A few years ago, the nursery at Children's would have one, maybe two babies with NAS at any given time. The day we visited, there were 26. Nearly half of the babies in the nursery were going through some stage of withdrawal. The revolutionary process developed here involves making them as comfortable as possible in a dark, quiet environment and carefully weaning them from the drugs. And it involves working closely with the mothers who are suffering too.
The answer is not to come down on these moms, because you don't know when your interaction with that mother may be the first time anybody has ever shown her respect. And you don't know how that might change her life.
Occasionally, the mothers see this experience as an opportunity to change. But in most cases, no one really knows what will happen in the days, weeks, and years after the babies leave the hospital. At the very least, many will go back into disruptive family situations.
These babies aren't generally dying, but they are suffering. And I don't know what their future holds. And that's just as gut-wrenching.
Carla has learned more about addiction than she ever expected. And over the last few years, she's become a fierce but compassionate voice for change. She travels the country now to raise awareness of the problem, speaking to doctors and nurses, to social workers and politicians.
If you would have told me 2.5 years ago that this would be my passion, what I live and breathe every day, I would have told you were crazy.
If there's one thing that really frustrates Carla, it's the word preventable. The tragedy that plays out in NAS wards across the country each day could be avoided if girls and women knew the risks before they got pregnant, if the drugs weren't so easily accessible, if everyone involved in the problem would commit to solving it. It's a tall order, one that can be overwhelming at times.
Yeah, sometimes you feel like, oh my gosh, there's no way. But every time someone else comes to the table, there's more hope and energy. You know, I have really yet to have anybody say, this is impossible.
Hey, honey, it's okay.
In Carla Saunders' world, hope is a precious commodity, but it's there. When a baby responds well to treatment, when a mother decides to tackle her addiction, when the number of the drug-dependent babies in the nursery drops, even by one, because that means there's one more baby out there getting a shot at a better life.
It's okay.
I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell, WUOT News.